This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Major League Baseball, in a knee-jerk reaction, moved its All-Star game to Colorado after the league announced Friday it was pulling the game out of Atlanta in protest of the state's new voter ID law. It should be noted, Colorado requires voters to present identification when voting. CBS News appears to be stepping back from a hit piece against Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. The report on Sunday outlined an alleged pay-for-play scheme involving DeSantis accepting a $100,000 donation for his campaign from a grocery store chain for the right to distribute the COVID vaccine. Republican and Democrat critics blasted the report for deceptive editing by CBS that omitted DeSantis' explanation for the vaccine strategy. The Texas Rangers welcomed a crowd of at least 38,000 fans to Globe Life Field in Arlington Monday for the team's home opener against the Toronto Blue Jays. The game marked the first full-capacity sporting event since coronavirus shut down all sporting events more than a year ago. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are your 2020 taxes completed yet? Sure, we have an additional month to get them done this year, but there's a money reason to get them done. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A third batch of $1,400 stimulus checks is out the door. The latest round reportedly includes plus-up payments to those eligible for more money if their 2020 tax returns have been processed by the IRS. More than 130 million people so far have received checks that were authorized in the massive stimulus bill that was recently signed by President Biden. The IRS is urging taxpayers to get their taxes filed so they can take advantage of all money coming to them.
The tax deadline has been moved back to Monday, May 15th. Baylor captured its first NCAA men's basketball national title through an 86-70 pummeling of Gonzaga on Monday night. Game took place at Lucas Oil Stadium. Bears coach Scott Drew was spotted with a basketball net around his neck and a smile on his face. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The Baylor Bears are the NCAA men's basketball champions. Head coach Scott Drew on CBS Sports after the game.
Well, I can tell you that our guys have been motivated all year. It's a player-led team. We're so blessed to have unbelievable upperclassmen and leadership. But we play with a culture of joy, and that's Jesus, others, yourself. They came out, and they fed off of each other. We got off to a great start, and then defensively, we're pretty good. I don't know if there was a difference from the standpoint prior to COVID. Us and Gonzaga were on the track to be undefeated. And I got so much respect for Coach Few. He's such a humble servant coach and a Hall of Fame coach in what they've done this year. Let's give Gonzaga a round of applause for what they did. Let's give them a round of applause. If you're going to war and I'm coaching, I'm taking these guys.
Yeah.
I felt led. God has blessed us with unbelievable players, the people that have come for 18 years to put in work, our fans that have been with us for the lean years, the good years, and our administration, Pleasant Livingstone, Mac Rhodes, they all deserve this. The city of Waco deserves this. Hey, Texas, we got a national championship too.
wins by a score of 86-70 Monday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Okay, so what happened to the love, huh? We talk about it, and it just comes, it goes, it knows. Right now, I mean, we're a country that just wants to fight. I mean, at every turn. You know, corporate America, entertainment, Major League Baseball. I mean, let's just keep on fussing and fighting and causing problems here. And with us to talk about stopping corporate tyranny, because this is what's going on. I mean, and the idea of stopping corporate tyranny is for their own good. I mean, they don't even realize what they're doing to their constituency, the people that the reason for them to exist is to serve, and their way of serving them is let's just beat them over the head until they conform. Well, Americans, we're nonconformists. I mean, if we had conformed, we'd still be part of the British Empire. You get that? Okay, the chief economist of Biden Financial, editor of Town Hall Finance, president of Bauer Research and author, is with us right now, Jerry Bauer. Jerry, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks, Bill. Great to be with you.
This is insane, isn't it?
It is. It is insane the way activists have been able to politicize American corporations and sort of just lead them around and weaponize them and dominate them. But the thing that's more insane to me is that we let that happen. Mm-hmm. That we did not fulfill our responsibility to be salt and light. Mm-hmm. As shareholders, we own
right.
these companies.
Yes.
To be a shareholder is to be. It's the analogy of being a citizen. You know, mm-hmm. we vote to choose the people who represent us in government. Well, we vote to choose the members of the board of directors who
exactly.
represent our interests. Except we didn't.
Mm-hmm.
We essentially were MIA. We completely detached from that. And we ceded that ground to people who are pushing, you know, broken worldview, ideological agendas, in many ways broken people,
yeah.
You know, who are pushing the, you know, identity politics and sexual revolution politics and the rest of it. And we failed to play our role essentially as the adult supervision who are trying to influence things in the right direction. Now, we're waking up to that because it's gotten so bad that now we're finally ready to start taking responsibility and trying to influence and persuade the managers of the companies that we own.
Exactly. Well, it's like what the book of Ecclesiastes says, you can pay me now or pay me later. Like the Valvoline commercial, it, you know, basically, the trajectory is that, always when we pay later, it's much more expensive and much more complicated. And this is where we are instead of, as you said, being vigilant from the get-go. And the thing that's surprising to me, Jerry, and you can tell me if you're seeing this as well, is that you have such a small minority of activists that are the tail of these corporations that are shaking the dog. And what you're realizing is there's a lot of corporate people that are just going along to get along. And, you know, they just don't want to be hashtagged. They don't want to have problems. They think by acquiescing somehow that's a victory. And, you know, but what they're doing is they're dodging the inevitable, because at some point, like anything, you're going to have to confront this issue.
And for these corporations, the complication is I believe, dire and much more intense, much more involved. I mean, like every aspect of our lives, I mean, we have turned our back, we've ignored sin, and here we are trying to look at it through a 2021 lens, and you go, Lord, if you don't come in and take care of this, we're ill-equipped. I mean, we're a mess. You know, how do we take on these things, you know, like abortions and all the stuff that's going on? I mean, they're no longer male and female, which God said, in, you know, like the voice of Satan. Did God really say they were male and female? How about maybe he meant there were like 92 different versions, and it could be 93. We're still counting 93 different versions of our sexuality.
Yeah, well, and I'm kind of going in order. I think that these CEOs are essentially responding to pain and pleasure incentives, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the groups that are highly politicized are pretty good at imposing pain. They hashtag you, so it's accusation. They're in accusation mode all the time. And I think most people who are managing corporations, they don't want to be political. I mean, I've talked to some of these people off the record.
Right.
And they feel kicked around by the activists. And that's one thing I really want us to be careful about this, because I think there's a tendency for our side, those who understand, you know, that God created the male and female, those who understand that human dignity is a universal, you know, those who understand that religious liberty is also an absolute and a universal, and that these things are sort of being canceled and suppressed. I think, you know, we can fall into the trap of being like our opponents. In other words, they impose pain, so we're going to impose pain. And I don't really, just speaking personally, I don't see that as our cause. I see our cause as liberating corporate CEOs and managers to do the job they signed up for, which is to produce goods and services, employ people, and provide a profit which compensates the people like us who have these shares in our portfolios, in our retirements.
Exactly.
So I think we want, I think the mission, I think they're not the enemy. The enemy is the enemy.
Right.
And I think what we want to do is basically untie that burden of accusation and shame and power manipulation from them and free them up to do what they're really called to do, which is to manage these companies.
Well, think about this, Jerry. I mean, here we are. We're on the hills of Easter Sunday.
Yeah.
I mean, what did Jesus do for us? I mean, exactly. And he says, be like me.
Right.
Go out there, take the gospel, you know, coast to coast, Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the uttermost parts of the world. Take it, go. It's you've got, and you're not going to go out just by yourself. We're, you know, God's going to empower you. You've got all this resurrection power behind you, and we need to follow his example, like you said. You know, there's no need to retaliate.
And you know what? I mean, the stone got moved.
Yes,
he moved the stone. And you know, when I start to talk to conservatives and Christians about this, about the idea of engaging with this corporate tyranny idea, and remember, it's not the corporations that are the tyrant; they're being tyrannized over.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Sometimes they get a reaction like, "Well, that won't work," and you know, the, you know, kind of, you know, that's just not going to happen because they already won. You know, Jesus was dead in the ground; he was room temperature, and there was a gigantic stone in front of his tomb. That didn't seem like a good place to start, but we underestimate the power of God, I think.
Amen. Yeah.
So I think we should go out there and we should engage with them. I don't know what will happen. I don't know whether we'll win or lose, but just doing it is winning in a sense. Just being faithful and saying, listen, if you're boycotting Georgia because of a heartbeat bill, or you're boycotting some state or making some statements about some state because they won't let, you know, boys go into women's wrestling and knock these girls around. You know, if we uphold the virtues that we hold to, and we do it faithfully, that's already a victory. Now, I think it'll have more influence than we anticipate, but even if it doesn't, that's not really our job. Our job is to be faithful and to say, listen, Facebook not so much LinkedIn, Facebook and Twitter, especially these big tech companies, stop censoring a biblical worldview.
Right.
And I think part of that message is, you think you're messing with us, but you're messing with somebody bigger than us.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah. And there's some other entities coming out to counter that, and we'll talk more about it on the other side of the break. Jerry Bauer is with us. Stay with us. It's just about 15 after.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, this is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that the unemployment rate for homeless veterans was twice the national average? And without proper shoes, it's hard to get a job? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. People from all over the country helped us with our annual Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Shoes and Socks for Homeless Veterans. There was a time this summer where we believed that probably it wouldn't be successful because of the pandemic, but decided to go ahead and do it anyway. We reached out in the local community and on various radio shows that I'm on, asked for their support. In a little over 3 weeks, we received 400 pairs of shoes and over 1,000 pairs of socks for homeless veterans so they can go out and look for a job and have a decent pair of shoes to wear. We at Songs and Stories for Soldiers and all the 400-plus soldiers who will receive these shoes and socks say thank you for your generosity. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome back. We're fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour right now. And Jerry Bauer is with us. He's economist and writer, chief economist of Vidant Financial, editor of Town Hall Finance, president of Bauer Research, and author of The Maker versus the Takers, which he's really said about social justice and economics. I got to tell you, Jerry, that's... that is a whole interview that you and I need to come back and talk about in this book. Because, like you said, we're misunderstanding things. And really, if anything should, I think opportunity-wise, come out of the Easter season that we just came out of, is that there's real truth and reality and example here that we're to follow. And as and I like what Pope John Paul said about Easter. He says, we're Easter people, and our song is Alleluia. And I think that if we live in that reality that we are Easter people, every day is Easter, isn't it?
It is, because the world went on. Mm-hmm. Rather than being destroyed. That's the resurrection is basically Jesus buying the world another chance to follow. And we will live in the resurrection. We live in the shadow of the resurrection. The resurrection is coming. So we live as though the resurrection will be here. And we don't have to fear the state, because Jesus was executed by the state. I mean, ultimately, what is the state? What's the ultimate power of the state? It can kill you.
Yes.
And so the state kind of held reign, and then the state killed Jesus. And the state said, we think Jesus should be dead. And God the Father said, well, I disagree. I think Jesus should be alive. So here's me taking sides. And ever since then, Christians have been able to uk phobos, be not afraid. So whatever we're facing, in this case, we're talking with the political tyranny, or whether we're talking about ideological corporate tyranny, we don't have to be afraid, because we have that resurrection in us already.
Exactly. And what we're able to do, to your earlier point, is deposit good into the middle of the mess. It's kind of like when Paul, St. Paul, was confronted and realized, wow, we got bad porridge here. Go get me some clean porridge, you know, to dilute the bad porridge. And this is our opportunity, like you were saying, is that, you know, the reason we are where we are here is because we checked out. We got busy. We bought into this narrative that, they didn't need to hear from Christians anymore. Let's get the Ten Commandments. Let's get all this God stuff out of there. Well, how do you like me now? I mean, how do you like your country without the Ten Commandments, with your back turned on God, and you are realizing, you know, the curses that God said to the children of Israel that would fall upon you, and you're realizing them now. But the sad thing about it, Jerry, is they're realizing it in some context, but not in the total context that it is judgment.
Yes, I think what's happened is the roots got severed, and then the fruit started to rot. Mm. And I think this culture now knows that the fruit is rotten. So I think we have to reconnect them with the root, or to switch the analogies, the one that he used, the vine.
Yes.
And that means I think we have to witness. Jesus resurrected from the dead, and then he has 40 days of traveling around and meeting in different places, and then he ascends into heaven. And before that, he gives us a job, disciple the nations, teaching them to obey everything that I said to do. I think that everything that I've commanded. I think that we understand that we are a political witness, but we don't understand that in the modern world, the corporations are essentially more influential than states. They are the real center of power in the world. And so I think we've forgotten, I mean, we evangelize and we vote and we speak out on political issues, but we leave the most influential sector alone, or we have. And that's why the fruit is going rotten so quickly. And when that happens, you get tyrannizing, because if you don't have truth, power replaces truth. And now what we have is the raw power of activists pushing corporations around, and then corporations extorting states, you know, on issues like transgender ideology, banning books, and all the rest of it. But again, that comes back to us. We have stopped trying to fulfill that mandate to disciple the nations, and now we need to pick that back up again. And it's not too late. It's not too late so long as we're going to be faithful to the message.
Well, Jerry, like you said, the thing about corporations, I mean, some people may look at it and say, gosh, you know, Bill, Jerry, this thing's impossible. I mean, these are corporate entities. They've been around for a long time. But you got to understand, what is the heartbeat of every corporation? It's about being sustainable. It's about, you know, continuing, you know, to build that bottom line. And when they see that their bottom line is compromised because of this tyrannical rule and worldview, and they're not going to see it unless there's somebody, you know, coming to them and saying, yes, exactly.
How should they know if nobody tells them?
Exactly.
We need to point out they're alienating half of the country.
Mm-hmm.
That's no way to build a business, and it violates their standards. And if you're Delta and you do something political and then the state of Georgia takes away some of your tax exemptions, then you're hurting your bottom line, and you are failing in your fiduciary duty to be stewards of our
exactly.
capital. As you're a shareholder, that's your money. So if they're using it for little political hobby horses, they're misusing your money. But you know what? You can elect the board of directors. You can attend an annual meeting. And they're online this year, so you can attend annual meetings very easily. Do you know how much you have to own of a corporation in order to vote in the election?
What is it?
One share.
Yeah, right.
One share. And you can vote on all of the elections, and you can ask a question at the annual meeting and force the debate. It doesn't take much. We're just not used to it.
Mm.
Now, the other side has gotten really used to it. So they might represent like 5 or 10% of Americans in terms of ideology. They're not majority shareholders. They buy one share in order to, you know, to kind of pull things around.
Mm.
The polling shows that most shareholders are conservative. So we're
right.
a silent majority. It's like there's an election in a red state
yeah, exactly.
every year that we don't show up for.
Mm, that's insane.
Every one of them.
Right. Well, you see, that was my earlier question, is that when you look at it, it's such a small minority. You've got the tail shaking the dog here. You've got these activists that are acting with tyranny on these corporations. They're going along to get along. And meanwhile, they're abusing the investment of, conservative people that would rather not have their money put in that direction.
Yeah, and you know, one of the questions to ask these companies is, why are you supporting killing off future customers?
Yes.
Because these companies frequently are coming down on the side of abortion.
Mm-hmm.
Toys R Us went bankrupt. They admitted in their bankruptcy statement they went bankrupt because there weren't enough kids. I mean, they're a toy company. Well, but they made a decision to go with Susan Komen against which was giving money to Planned Parenthood. They made a conscious
right.
decision to embrace abortion politics. These tech companies are committing political suicide. They're alienating half the customer base, so they're building alternatives. But here's the thing: the left will never forgive Jeff Bezos for being a billionaire. The left will never forgive Twitter for being a major corporation. They'll never forgive a Zuckerberg. So the left will never really be their ally. They're alienating the only political ally they have every time they come down and censor conservative and Christian voices. And when you don't have any friends in Washington and you're a regulated company, that's trouble. So we need to tell them that. So you go to stopcorporatetyranny.com. .org, stopcorporatetyranny.org,
right.
and you can actually, it's so easy. You just go in there and you like click one button. You put in your name and your email address, you click one button, and they will write to Zuckerberg, and they will write to Bezos, and they'll write to these companies saying that, you have a concern about this and explaining to them the risk that they're placing themselves under.
Well, they need to be reminded of the Michael Jordan rule, right? That Republicans buy tennis shoes too, right?
They do.
It just seems so obvious. It really does. But to your point, and again to your encouragement, we say that this government, of for by we the people, is a participation government. It's a government of self-responsibility. If we check out, then who's going to be there for us? Who's going to represent, in a sense, our grandkids and the next generation that's coming there? And the way this current regime is working, I mean, they're writing checks on the backs of our, yet to be realized grandkids. So we need to step up. StopCorporateTyranny.org is where you want to go. Jerry Boyer has been with us. Jerry, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Take care.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast simple and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount $500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Major League Baseball, in a knee-jerk reaction, moved its All-Star game to Colorado after the league announced Friday it was pulling the game out of Atlanta in protest of the state's new voter ID law. It should be noted, Colorado requires voters to present identification when voting. CBS News appears to be stepping back from a hit piece against Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. The report on Sunday outlined an alleged pay-for-play scheme involving DeSantis accepting a $100,000 donation for his campaign from a grocery store chain for the right to distribute the COVID vaccine. Republican and Democrat critics blasted the report for deceptive editing by CBS that omitted DeSantis' explanation for the vaccine strategy. The Texas Rangers welcomed a crowd of at least 38,000 fans to Globe Life Field in Arlington Monday for the team's home opener against the Toronto Blue Jays. The game marked a first full-capacity sporting event since coronavirus shut down all sporting events more than a year ago. USA Radio News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Yeah, but the one thing I took out of that piece was, man, I think most white people and black people are great people. I really believe that in my heart. But I think our system is set up where our politicians, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, are designed to make us not like each other so they can keep their grasp of money and power. They divide and conquer. I truly believe in my heart most white people and black people are awesome people, but we're so stupid following our politicians, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, and their only job is, hey, let's make these people not like each other. We don't live in their neighborhoods. We all got money. Let's make the whites and blacks not like each other. Let's make rich people and poor people not like each other. Let's scramble the middle class. I truly believe that in my heart.
From Charles Barkley himself, pretty much sums up the condition of America today and how Americans, as he says, are being scrambled, especially the middle class. This bifurcation, this race card that's being played, you know, to what purpose? I keep having this sense that, politicians are, causing an itch where one doesn't exist and people are scratching and they're irritating themselves. And what are we getting out of this? And we're losing our minds in such a way that common sense is not being engaged at a grave expense to us. We've got the managing editor at stream.org, Al Parada, with us now. Al, how you doing, buddy? Okay, we're just getting him. Okay, I'm sorry. Oh, there he is. Okay, we just had a knot in the cord, but we got him now. Al Parada, how you doing, buddy?
Doing good. Now that I'm well, knotted.
Yeah, exactly. Did you hear the comments from Charles Barkley? No, you didn't?
I've heard generally what he was saying. Yeah.
And that was quite quite revealing. I mean, what it's demonstrating is kind of what others have been suggesting, Al, is that America is starting to get this, that what Joe Biden, what the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, have been thrusting upon the American people. And you can say, if you want to say it, Charles said, you know, being done, perpetrated by both Republicans and Democrats, regardless, the political infrastructure is such that it has us at each other's throats. But, you know, the people are starting to realize that in much the same way that what happened in the 2020 elections, that people, minorities and people of color especially, started realizing that one party that said that they were for them was not necessarily so. Because when you looked at the fruit of policies and what they had done over decades, there was nothing to give you proof and some sense of confidence that what they were saying was consistent, right?
Yes. And it's great to hear Charles Barkley, because he tends to be reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
It has been.
Yes.
And
yeah.
And I think he speaks for a lot of people who are tired of the division being forced on us,
mm-hmm.
and especially by this really weird woke culture thing, where it's like they pull the game out of Atlanta because of voter law, and then they move it to Colorado, which is a much whiter state whose laws are basically exactly the same, if not even more restrictive,
right.
than Georgia. So it's like, okay, wait a minute, you're calling this whole state of Georgia racist? It's the kind of thing where you just have to laugh in a way, because it's really, they're showing the absurdity. The absurdities are being made more clear, and I think people are picking up on it.
And they go, hey, I can't go there with you. I mean, it's a bridge way too far. It just doesn't make sense. You're asking me to suspend all intelligence. You know, like Mark Elias, who says the new Georgia law will require voters to submit ID to vote by mail. He says if they use their driver's license, they need to provide the number. And he says one of the two numbers, he shows a Georgia license number. And it's clear that what the license number is. I mean, it says DL number, and it has a number underneath the driver's license heading. And there's another number down below. And he says, well, people are going to get confused. Are you sure they're going to pick the right one? Well, if somebody has a driver's license, they've been using their number for quite a while. I mean, you might get some younger kids that might be a little confused, but go ahead and educate them. But to suggest that people are too stupid to figure out what their number is on their driver's license, which may cancel their vote, like that's a huge violation, you know, compared to, you know, people who are dead still voting, people who are not registered correctly voting, people who are voting en masse for other people because they ballot harvested. I mean, basically what's happening, you know, to Georgia's credit, because of the limelight being on them because of the 2020 elections and all the suspicion that went around, you know, their process, they're saying, hey, we got to do something about this. We've got to respond. Let's be responsible. And here they are, one of the first states to do this. And in the interests of we, the people, and our democratic republic, then the geniuses with Major League Baseball cry foul and cancel them. I mean, this is how absurd this is.
Well, yeah, it gets even more absurd when the, you know, President of the United States gets involved with what baseball is doing.
Exactly. Well, what's he doing? I mean, you got problems. Last time I checked, you got major problems in, oh, China, Iran. How about the southern border? And you're chiming in on this? You got to be kidding me.
Yeah. I mean, the Russian military's on the move, too.
Mm-hmm.
And you got China on the move. You got Iran on the move. You got the border. You got terrorists getting picked up at the border.
Right.
See,
and all these COVID human missiles that are being allowed to go through the southern border with impunity, right?
Yeah, but let's worry about the All-Star game in Atlanta, a game that doesn't even count in Atlanta.
Right. Right.
Okay.
And look at the impact. The monetary, I mean, you're talking $100 million of impact.
you know, to Georgia for the loss of this game, when the things that were, you know, the core of what passed, of what these politicians had had passed regarding this reform act, this voting act here, is 74% of voters support it, 55%, even Democrats support, you know, these principles. 63% support among black voters, 98% support among people making under $25,000. See, this makes so much common sense that even the young kids are figuring, well, yeah, that seems real. What's the problem? And so Major League Baseball says, well, you know, you must be an idiot. You don't get it. And so because you don't get it, we're not going to allow, you know, our all-stars to play. Now, here is Major League Baseball that suffered a big hit in COVID. They went political for a while, and dare I say, they've lost a lot of money through this experiment. Do you think that they would wake up in this era of wokeism and say, wait a minute, you know, we have got to serve the common good, and by politicizing their enterprise, it is costing them mega millions of dollars.
Yeah, and it's beyond the enterprise of baseball. Baseball is the national pastime. It really was one of those last bastions of where people could come together and enjoy, and from little, you know, little kids playing at the park to the major leagues. It's still the same game. It's baseball. It's, you know, I hate to say it, James Earl Jones at the end of Field of Dreams, but that's part of it. You know,
exactly.
To remind us of what was and could be good again. Mm-hmm. And they're politicizing it. That is like, okay, let's, you know, politicize apple pie, you know.
Right. Well, all the sacred things of our culture, you know, whether it's the flag, baseball, football, you know, basketball, entertainment, all these things have been taken over. They've been hijacked by this activist woke society. And at the end of the day, which is really surprising to me, Al Parada, is that we're talking a small percentage of people, these activists, that are, you know, messing things up for the majority of Americans. If the majority of Americans don't stand up, I mean, clearly, look at the numbers here from Georgia that Matt Whitlock puts out about the voters and their response to, you know, to this bill saying, hey, yeah, this all makes sense, we're in, but for a small minority of people, they're causing all these problems, and, you know, everybody is just supposed to kowtow to them, I guess, huh?
Yeah, and that's what's sick. And then we know the reason why. It's because without, you know, the voter ID, that the fraud can continue. They can codify
without
that.
A doubt.
Yeah.
Well, we'll continue after this. Stay with us.
Businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
And let me get right back to you. Sandra, those banners blew out tonight. Can you pack them?
Indeed. And those unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
On machine 4?
Like at Monica's Print Shop. To fulfill orders on time, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Now with orders to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
You know, that is our hope, isn't it? Is that, hey, it's out there. It's around the corner. We just have to keep, fighting the good fight. After all, this republic is worth it. I mean, for the 250 years near that we have invested our very blood, our treasure, all our energy to realize this American dream, this ideology. I mean, this is an idea, Al Parada. This is an idea that was passed on to our generation, and it's our responsibility to keep that idea alive. I mean, it's almost like we're living out Camelot a little bit here, is it?
Yeah, and we do have to fight and not retreat. And thankfully, I think one thing Donald Trump helped teach a lot of people is that it's okay to stand up and fight and not so much be so goody-goody about things.
Exactly. Because it was serious, because we were being run over. I mean, that's really the bottom line. And even Nikki Haley did a presentation, and she's exactly right, and that is that at the end of the day, capitalism wins. I mean, capitalism is a threat to communists and socialists because it stands in the way as a more vibrant and well-being alternative. I mean, this is the glory. I mean, the miracle, in a sense, you can say, of this free market, free enterprise, self-responsibility, democratic republic that we've been honored to live under and that is being challenged right now, that, you know, for people that don't know better. And the thing is that we have to stand up against this tyranny, against the idiocy of it, because it's like, okay, hey, look at, let's debate it. Let's have a conversation about it. But they don't. Their way of debating is they'll cancel you. They're going to negate you, invalidate you, and shut you up to such a degree that, we'll shut you up. We'll keep shutting you up. We'll make sure you don't have a job. And anybody else that thinks that they can stand up against us, they're going to be met with the same fate, right?
Yeah, and it's like they can't compete in the marketplace of ideas. So they put barricades around it, they put armed guards around it, and they send out a bunch of mangy, rabid dogs chasing after you.
Right.
In the marketplace of ideas, because they can't do it. You know, they can't stand up to it. Like you said, within one or two moves, you're being called a racist.
Right.
I mean, yeah. I look at I mean. changing subjects slightly, but it's the same idea, the cancel culture. Sharon Osbourne gets, you know, fired from her TV show because she defends a longtime friend against charges that he's racist because he had an opinion that some, you know, the Duchess isn't telling the truth. That's
yes.
his opinion. He's
right.
a racist. He gets run from his, from over there across the pond, and she stands up for him, and then she gets fired for standing up for her friend.
Right.
This is an absurdity.
Right. It really is. When you start quieting alternative voices, I mean, this is what we loved about this country, is the idea that you had opposing voices so that we can discuss, we can reason together and be better as a result. But what happens is this cancel culture is so quick to judge that due process is out the door. I mean, it's like the Derek Chauvin situation that's going on right now in Minnesota. I mean, this is very dangerous, Al. I mean, this is a fait accompli. I mean, you've got people on the left, I mean, irresponsibly, you know, people in media and that allegedly that are making these statements that, look, if he's not convicted, all hell's going to break loose. I mean, they're basically telling, you know, this small number of minorities to armor up and get ready to start destroying cities and burning buildings again.
Yeah, and having lived through the L.A. riot,
yes,
and the build-up to the riot with people like Maxine Waters pouring gasoline. If this doesn't go right, you know,
yes,
no justice, no peace. We're going to burn it down. Don't, you know, you've seen it. If you lived through that riot, you.
You know, I was there, and the thing is that here we are, fast forward, you know, last year with President Trump on January the 6th, not saying anything that was as inflammatory as Maxine Waters and other Democrats and these race baiters. And look what happens. I mean, you know, you talk about the cancellation crew that comes in and validates this president. You've got Twitter. I mean, come on, are you picking kidding me? I mean, a public utility is invalidating and negating a former president of the United States.
Yeah, and Facebook taking off an interview with him from with his daughter-in-law.
Yes.
I mean, my gosh, what is Facebook for if not for relatives to talk to each other? I mean,
right.
I get on that absurd level light right there. But that's it. Yeah, can't have the voice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on, this is America. I mean, that's,
well,
if you don't want us to be America, don't be in America. Leave. There's
right.
other places we can do this stuff.
Well, what's going to happen with Facebook? I mean, Facebook, Twitter, you know, Google, they're having their day right now. But what's happening is that they're forcing other entities to raise up and to build platforms, and this is what's going on. You know, they tried to do it with Parler, but Parler, unfortunately, was so, you know, entangled with Amazon that they didn't really have the independence that was necessary. But Donald Trump's got his own platform that's about ready to be released, Mike Lindell as well. And there's another group that I found out about over the weekend that what they've done, they were associated with the 17th annual Vero Beach Prayer Breakfast, which I participated in. And this is a separate group altogether that is establishing a whole new platform, you know, for conservative discussion.
Yeah. And the market, in other words, the marketplace. I mean, of course, the other good news is, like, from Clarence Thomas,
yes.
his decision yesterday pretty much laid out a groundwork where these, to call these guys public, like you said, public utilities, where they can't do that. So we'll have to see how that works out. He sort of laid out that flagpole where the Supreme Court's going to be with its majority. So we'll see if that has any impact, because it is ridiculous.
We'll see if the Supreme Court can find their backbone, because we know they lost it after the 2020 elections when we needed them to come forth. You know, don't want to touch that. We'll kick that up, you know, kick that can up the road, and we'll let somebody else with some courage, you know, deal with that issue that seems to be pretty, you know, I think pretty academic, that you want to have a free and fair election to make sure that all votes are counted. I mean, why is that wrong, Al?
It's not. And I think everybody is pretty consistent in that they want every legal vote counted and everybody who's allowed to vote, and to make it pretty easy for the people to vote legally and have the improperly.
Right.
And so I think there's a unity, like you said, you cited the stats. There's a unity about this idea. So the idea that there's this great division is kind of is a fiction. The mm-hmm. unity is around that, and to be, you know, and I think I want to do T-shirts that say, "In your heart, you know he won."
Right.
And just like
right.
Print it up and just print it up all over liberal cities.
Well, the thing is, it's so painful. Is that yes, you still have a huge number of people that believe that to be the case. And they believe that this whole deal was manufactured. They believe this. And then to add to it is they see what the Democrats are doing, how they are destroying jobs, how they're destroying the foundations of our country, our independence, and, you know, our oil independence, our energy independence. All this is being compromised by the left, and it's like, and you see taxes coming. Okay, yeah, we give you $1,400, but then when you look at it, you know, 90%, over 90% of the money went to their cronies and went to repay, you know, these voting debts that they manufacture, because this is what the Democrats do. Whenever they can open up the Treasury and repay people for their votes, they're basically buying votes at our expense, Al. I mean, this is, you know, to me, this is the biggest scam ever to be perpetrated on freedom-loving people.
Yeah. Yeah, and going back where we started, we're hoping people are starting to see it. And they see it as a scam. They see that, yeah, gee, you're doing an infrastructure bill that doesn't really deal with infrastructure.
Right.
You know, it's symbolized, and again, that's the green energy thing, it's symbolized by Pete Buttigieg pretending to ride a bicycle to work, but being driven by an SUV, gas-guzzling yeah. one, up to where he gets close, and then he gets out and rides the rest of the way. It's all show.
And that's such hypocrites.
Behind the curtain, and yeah. I think people are going to be rejecting it and seeing it, and that's why they're rushing now, because 2022 is not that far away. And, you know.
Well, but if we don't do something about what happened in 2020 to ensure that this election has integrity and that we're able to overcome these machinations, I mean, the Democrats are moving fast to try to get this H.R. 1 and S.1 passed so they can codify all of this stinking stuff they got away with in the 2020 election, right?
Yeah, and that's probably why they're hitting Georgia so hard, because if Georgia goes, then, you know, they scare the crap out of other states that are trying to do it.
You know,
so
yes.
It's a little bit of an intimidation. You know, you punch the first kid in line really hard so you don't have to hit the other kid.
Yeah. But the deal is that sometimes you just can't punch hard enough. And this is what we're starting to see, is that, I mean, even the Democratic constituency, you even have Stacey Abrams going, well, hey, you may have gone too far on this, you know, telling Major League Baseball. So Stacey Abrams, the queen of ballot harvesting, is going, you know, she's crying foul because she sees, you know, the impact that's going to occur to her fellow Georgians as a result of MLB moving, you know, the All-Star game. I mean, you're talking, what, over $100 million of economic impact?
Yeah.
A lot of pain there, Al Parada. I'm telling you.
Georgia.
You got it. He's the managing editor at Stream.org. Stream.org is where you want to be in the flow of the know. Al Parada has been with us. Al, as always, appreciate it, buddy. Have a great day.
See you soon.
Bye. Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm